Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. To the King, mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the worth of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Wonderful few days that we can just be thankful and just thank the Lord for everything that He has given us, for each and every blessing. God's great, isn't He? Amen. Are you thankful for what the Lord has done in your life and your families? Amen. Praise God, praise God. If you will, let's stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning as we open up with prayer. There are those that are still sick, still suffering right now, still in need. And I know some I've talked to that are just in the recovery stage of what they've gone through, and those that are sick. We want to keep each and everyone in prayer. Those prayer requests, those text blasts that go forth. And also, we want to lift up those that are traveling. We got a lot of folks on the road. from our service. We know they're out and about and getting, having opportunities, Lord, to keep them safe. I know, I don't know all the different states, but I know we've got a group in our family that's coming in from Virginia this today, and Lord, just keep them safe on 95 as they're coming down that way before they get closer to home. And same with those that I know they're in, that are traveling. So as we get ready to pray, let's all, if you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Praise God. We see God knows each and every one, doesn't He? Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we just love and praise You. Lord, we thank You for this beautiful day You've given us, dear Lord, for this opportunity we have to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, we thank You again, dear Lord, for each and every one that's here. Those that are watching online, dear Lord, in each and every situation, dear Lord. But we want to lift up the ones that aren't able to be with us this morning, dear Lord. Whether they're sick, they're shut in, with traveling. Lord, those in nursing homes, assisted livings. And, dear Lord, I want to lift those up that have lost a loved one. Lord, I ask You to touch those families, dear Lord. Give them that peace that only You can give. Lord, may they turn their sorrow to You, dear Lord, and give their grieving to You right now, dear Lord, and let You just touch their family, strengthen them. Dear Lord, again, we just praise You, we love You, and we just give You all the honor. Lord, we're so thankful, dear Lord, as we celebrate Thanksgiving and we celebrate Your love. But, dear Lord, may it be a daily thing, not just something that we do on the holidays. And, dear Lord, we love and praise You, dear Lord, on this busy season. Lord, we just want to give each and every ministry to You. We ask You to just take it. Lord, multiply it, dear Lord, that Your word and Your love will go forth to every corner of this world. Lord, we love and praise You. We ask You to bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family. Lord, again, we just thank You and we love You. Lord, I just want to praise You this morning, dear Lord. Lord, we just give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So good to see y'all and those still coming in. Come on in, get ready to worship the Lord. While you're standing, turn to your hymnals, page 276. Prayer Bells in Heaven. Y'all help us sing this morning. Praise God. Everybody just lift up the Lord. We know someone we can go to. That's Jesus.
the King. When you are burdened down with trouble and care, bring all and offer, God will answer your prayer.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Praise God. We just love each and every one of you. Those of you watching online, again, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. We're really, really excited about what God is doing, and we just want to all gather together in one mind and one accord. Praise the Lord. Before we take up the offering, I don't want to take a lot of time away from the service, but we do have some announcements that we want to bring forth. Don't forget, December 11th, we're having our community service. It'll be that evening, that Sunday evening at 6 p.m. It's a wonderful time. All the love offering taken up that evening will be for the Shop with the Cop. So I'd just like each and every one of you to join us, make plans, invite somebody. Also, on December 3rd at 9:45, we're going Christmas caroling. Coming up real quick, if you have any questions, you can ask Brother Jim. We're going to be meeting. Morning. Oh, there we go. Praise God. We're going to be meeting that morning at 9:45, and just an opportunity to carol and to join. The kids will be coming. Bring your kids. The ones in the children's church will be giving out songs now, and they can work on them a little bit. But they even let us old folks go and just have a good time and just bring cheer to those that aren't able to get out and to enjoy their opportunity. Amazing Grace on December 11th will be doing their Christmas banquet, and it'll be after the AM service. And there's flyers going out for that this morning. Also, on December 10th, at 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., the Ida Bell Christmas party will be that day. If you have any questions, Sister Linda's here this morning. She's also asking if you would RSVP so she can get everything arranged. She's just a wonderful ministry. Make plans to come. And I've got on here December 18th. What a busy time, isn't it? Praise God. On December 18th in the AM service, we're having our Christmas play. Jennifer, you have anything you need to add?
No, just be there.
Just be there.
It starts at 11, and it's a variety, so there'll be something for everyone, and we think you'll enjoy it. Come praise the Lord with us for Christmas.
Absolutely. Praise God. And we will have, ma'am?
No play practice today.
And we will have Sunday school that morning, so make plans. Come on in. So you could come to Sunday school. They'll have that building closed off while they're doing their last run through. So if you get here before the time, unless the doors are open, come over here. We're having adult. All the classes of Sunday school will be held that morning. A few of the teachers may be involved, but we'll have everything covered. So, but anyway, make plans to come to Sunday school and then go to our Christmas play that morning. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Thank you, gentlemen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, how do I do? Brother Jim or Brother Jim? Brother Jim, on my right. You'll ask the Lord to bless our offering this morning. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord, church.
Let the church rise up like a mighty army of the Lord, marching into battle with His word, our mighty sword. We must have long enough, go through the power of God. We must bring Satan's kingdom to the ground and let the church rise up. We've been trapped with hell and not prevailed against us. But at times it seems we've stood on shaky ground. But the church is built upon a rock and it stands here safe and sound. Made ready, Satan's kingdom's coming down. Let the church rise up like a mighty army of the Lord, marching in battle with His word our God is good. We've been silent long enough, go through the power of God. We must bring Satan's kingdom to the ground and let the church rise up.
Satan's out in the wars raging all around. Blood of Jesus on the saints of all years around. So when His forces rise against us, we don't have to bow the low, cause the mighty church of God is going on.
Let the church rise up like the mighty army of the Lord, marching in a battle with His word our mighty sword. We've been fighting long enough, we'll do the power that we must.
Bring Satan's kingdom to the ground and let the church rise up.
We've been trapped in hell, it's not the
bell
against us. Though in times it seems we've stood on shaky ground. But the church is built upon a rock and it stands here safe and sound. Get ready, Satan's kingdom's coming down. Let the church rise up like the mighty army of the Lord, marching into battle with His word our mind. We've been silent long enough, go through the power of the Lord. Bring Satan's kingdom to the ground and let the church rise up.
Satan's out for blood and wars raging all around. The blood of Jesus on the saints and all that is around. So when His forces rise against us, we don't have to fight the Lord, cause the mighty church of God is going on.
Let the church rise up like mighty army of the Lord, marching into battle with His word our mighty sword. We've been silent long enough, but through the power of God we must bring Satan's kingdom to the ground and let the church rise up.
Rise up, church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Good to be here. And I am so glad to say that I am back in my home. Okay. I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my visions. That's when my frustrations get so out of hand. Then I am reminded I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. broken all my victories. The Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in. Just hold on. My Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire again.
I know within myself that I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, he'll shield the flames again, again.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said love will always come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says give in. Just hold on, my Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire again. Just hold on, our Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire again.
Amen. That is so very true. God will show up. And we get a testimony to that fact. Take you through the fire again. Amen. Not leave you in it, but he'll take you through the fire again. I know one thing. There's nothing that my God can't do. Hallelujah. He measured the
let's do it G.
He measured the seas with the span of his hand. Mountains were placed at his command. At the sound of his voice, the sun shone through. And there's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. If you believe that, sing it with me. There's nothing. Oh, there's nothing. Church, there's nothing that my God can't do. That my God can't do. That my God can't do. He measured the seas with the span of his hand. Mountains were placed at his command. At the sound of his voice, the sun shone through, and there's nothing, oh, nothing that our God can't do. Church, there's nothing, absolutely nothing. There's nothing that my God can't do. He will do miracles, and he'll do wonders. There is nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. You believe that? Tell your neighbor he can do anything. Amen. He can do anything. But fail, he cannot fail. And he will not ever lie. Amen. What a mighty, mighty God that we serve. Amen. I hope that you have been giving thanks this week. Amen. Not only this week, but each and every day of our life, to give thanks and praise unto our Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, I just want to get right into the Word of God. How many is thankful for the Word? Turn with me, if you would, to the book of St. John in the 6th chapter. Hallelujah. Reminiscing on God's blessings this week, so vivid and so wonderful. You know, each and every day is a blessing when you know the Lord and you know that He lives inside this vessel. This morning, reading from the book of St. John in the 6th chapter, beginning with verse number 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, saw a great company coming to him, he saith unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Say with me, Jesus knows what to do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth, or a half a year's salary, is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There is a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. Everybody say, about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, everybody say, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love and thank you, God, for your mercy, for your grace, for your wonderful love, for those who have gathered here today, this morning. God, we know, Lord, that you have set and designated this time, God, to anoint and bless. And we are so thankful, God, for your blessings, not only for the blessings of the past, but the present and the future as well. Father, I humbly ask this morning, God, that you would anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to us. Let the Holy Ghost minister to us this morning. God, if there's any needs in the house, we know you're already aware of them, God, and we know you know what you're going to do. Father, we pray right now, God, for a mighty move of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house this morning. I know and realize that this is a very familiar passage of Scripture, a wonderful story, a great and mighty miracle, as is evidenced in the four Gospels as they recorded the great exploits of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and all the many things that he did. Every Sunday school student could probably recite this story and tell you in full detail exactly what happened on that glorious day that Jesus fed the 5,000. But this week, the Lord has really been speaking to me concerning not only the miracle, but the meaning, and even a deeper dive into what this may mean for the church of today. Amen. How many believes that the church is still a viable service in the house and the gospel and the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ? It is, in fact, a vehicle that Jesus uses to get the word out. It's not just a place of fellowship, although fellowship is a part of it. Not just a place of praise and worship, although praise and worship is a vital part of it. Church, amen, has a commission to fulfill. And the commission is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can come to an open confession, repentance, and a broken spirit and receive the Spirit of the Lord and have a ticket to heaven. Amen. I mean, he's got your ticket ready to go to heaven. Amen. If you have, give the Lord praise. But I want to ask you this morning concerning the two fish and five loaves. A very appropriate question was asked. What are they among so many? What can two small fish and five barley loaves do for such a multitude as this? Now, I want to tell you that this particular banquet or this dinner or this buffet did not happen by circumstance. In fact, according to the Word of God, it was a pre-planned meal. It was pre-planned. Jesus knew exactly who was going to be there. He knew what he was going to do. In fact, I would go on to venture to say he knew the lad was going to be there with two small fishes and five loaves of barley bread. He knows everything. Not only did he know the occupants there, and not only did he know the substance that was there, but he knew exactly what he was going to do. I mentioned this morning, I'm not a planner. I'm one that'll wait to the last minute and then throw everything together. But Jesus knew exactly, Brother Jim, what he was going to do. That's what he told one of the disciples. Philip stated reality. Now, we have some Philips in the church. Amen. We have some Philips in the church. They state reality. They state what they see. They state what they comprehend. They know they're talking to Jesus, and they know that they're born again, and they know that the Holy Spirit dwells within them, but they're realists. Well, we look at things, and we call those things as we see those things. Amen? We have a measure of faith because the Bible told us that we are given a measure of faith. But we're realists, just as Philip was a realist. And Philip stated, you know, 200 penny worth. And, you know, that's equivalent, I read somewhere in a reference, to a half a year's salary at that particular time. You would have to work a half a year, 6 months, just to have enough money to buy enough food to feed the multitude that was there. Now, the Philips in the church said, we can't do that. Philip said, ain't no way. Lord, we know that you're Jesus and the Son of God, but, you know, only the first row would get fed. Second row might get a few crumbs. Third row, you'll just need to scoot up a little closer next time. And Philip said, you know, take a half a year's salary to feed these folks. Andrew, Philip's or Peter's brother, spoke up, and we got some Andrews in the church. Don't volunteer. You're afraid I'll call you up here. I mean, we got some Phillips in the church, but we got some Andrews in the church too. Andrew spoke with faith. And he said, there's a lad here. You know what he's saying? There's a possibility here. There's potential here. There's something that you can work with here. There's just a lad here. And he had the foresight to bring two fish and five loaves. But Andrew followed that up in the same statement. But he said, but what are they among so many? Some of the Andrews in the church, they got faith, a little bit of faith, but as soon as they speak it, they doubt it. I know God can heal, but will he this time? I know God has opened doors in the past, but I'm not sure about this one. I'm not going to ask you to volunteer if you're an Andrew or a Philip. But I'm going to tell you this. The church is made up of human beings, flesh and blood. There's not a one of us that can't move up in faith. There's not a one of us that could pray more. There's not a one of us that could be in the Word of God and in the will of God even more than we are. We want God to really move. We got to be able to look through eyes of faith and not as eyes that see this, but as it might be according to the blessings of God. So Andrew said, there's a lad here. He's got two small fish and five loaves, but you know what? That's not going to feed everybody. In fact, I don't even know if the 12 disciples could probably eat every bit of that. And Jesus said, make everyone sit down. Not because they were tired, but because they were about to eat. I said, they were about to get fed. Amen. Jesus looked beyond the Phillips. He looked beyond the Andrews. He looked beyond those that knew that God could do it, but just really couldn't muster the faith. He said, well, I'll tell you what you need to do. Just go tell them to get ready. If you can't tell them the blessings are coming, just tell them to get ready. If you can't tell them that God's a healer, just tell them to get ready. Tell them to sit down. And meaning when they're sitting down, they are preparing to be fed. I want you to know this morning, when you come to church, you need to be prepared to be fed, whether a testimony, whether a song, whether a blessing, whether the Word of God. We need a church that is ready to be fed from the heavenly manna. Glory. Make them sit down. Tell them to sit down. Get ready to eat. Thank God for the obedient disciples. Church has obedient disciples. We don't understand what God's doing, but he said to do it. So I'm not going to question it. We're going to do it. Come on, Peter. Come on, Andrew. Come on, Philip. Tell them to sit down. Tell them to get ready. And when they're telling them to sit down, they're not telling them to get rested. They're telling them to get prepared. Come on. If you don't think that you're a minister, if you don't think that you're a teacher, if you don't think that you're a singer, if you don't think that you're a musician, you're still a part of the church. You know what? You call somebody, get ready. Come on, get ready. Get ready. God's going to do something. God's going to perform a miracle. God's going to open a door. God's going to, look, I don't understand it. I don't know what he's going to do, but he told me to tell you to get ready. I don't know. I don't know, but I tell you today, get ready. God's about to pour it out. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus said, make them sit down. Prepare to eat. Now, up until this point, as Jesus and the Spirit of God began to speak to my spirit, everything seemed to be already in my memory base. Yeah, Lord, I agree. Then he showed me something. Maybe you've seen it. God's already revealed it to you, but Up until this point, I can say that I never saw it. But it really hit. We thank God that the Word hits us sometimes. Jesus took the bread, took the loaves. Matthew 14 and 19. He commanded the multitude to sit down. Sit down on the grass. He took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them. I want to tell you, we're not going to get anywhere if we're not blessed. Man. You may have provided the biggest feast, but it'll fall unless it's blessed. You may build the biggest church, but it won't be productive unless you are blessed. You may sing the greatest songs, but they won't do anything until you are blessed. Amen. You may stand in the pulpit and read the Word of God, but it won't go out until you have been blessed and the anointing is coming down. And God can take the little bit of man and multiply it and form and bless a multitude. But what did he do with it? Blessed it, and he break it. I like that blessing part. Woo! And I get turned on to Jesus when he blesses me. But it would not feed the multitude till it was broken. Till it was broken. By the hands of Jesus Christ. I would dare say to you this morning that if God has called you into any part of the ministry, and that doesn't just mean preaching, be prepared for the blessing, but be also prepared for the breaking. God breaks those that he loves. And he forms and fashions them into something that he is going to be blessed. There is no way that anyone can tell me, I'm being Philip now, that you can take two small fish. The Bible said small. We're not talking whales here. Five barley loaves. I don't believe there's big loaves because the little boy brought them probably in a little knapsack. Philip says, there's no way we can cut them in tiny enough pieces to feed everybody until Jesus took it. And I would also venture to say that there may be somebody sitting in the audience today. What can I do among so many? Who can I lead to Jesus? What could I possibly say or do that would have an impact on somebody's eternal life? Well, if you're looking at it like Philip did, you're not going to do much at all. But if you'll lift it up and let Jesus take it. He said, if you'll willingly offer it to Jesus and let him take it and let him bless it, bless my singing, bless my ministry, bless my teaching, bless my testimony, bless my home, bless my husband, bless my wife, bless my children. Lord, I'm prepared for whatever it takes. All right, you want the blessing? Now let me break it. And he took it and he broke it. He broke it so that it would be sufficient to meet the needs of the people. Understand, it was the multitude that needed to be fed. But what did he do after that? Jesus didn't walk through the multitude. Here's your bite. Here's your bite. Here's your piece of bread. Here's your piece of bread. He said, come here, disciples. Amen. You know what I like about this? That included Philip and Andrew. Isn't God merciful? Aren't you glad he overlooks our faults and failures and our lack of faith sometimes and our mumbling and grumbling sometimes and our moaning and our humanity and all of our characteristics of flesh and bone? He looks past us and said, you know what? I still use you. You don't even know what I'm capable to do through you. I'm your disciples. Now, to really get into this miracle, you got to understand the breaking of the bread and the fish to 12 men, hungry men. You ever went to a restaurant and ate out and you said, "That's what I paid for"? Brother Chris, you ever seen one of them little bitty steaks? A little thick one with a piece of bacon wrapped around. They call it a filet mignon. Brother, three bites, maybe. You got to take that and feed the whole church. Now, it mentions Philip and Andrew, and I would imagine some of the others looked at. And they looked at and Jesus just, well, something happened. You know what? The same God of the meal barrel, the same God of the flowing oil out of the pots, when Jesus said, "Blessed it," and he broke it. Oh, that same mighty power. Man, here goes Peter and Andrew and Philip. And Philip probably more so than any of them. He said, you know, he'd have forgot all about the half a year's salary. He said, "You know what? The more I give, the more it grows. I said, the more I minister, the bigger it gets. The more people I talk to, it's not running out. In fact, it's multiplying. I'm going to spread it more and more." How about you, Andrew? Have you run out yet? No, I got plenty. Glory to God. How about you, Peter? It's amazing. The more I give, the more it is. It just keeps multiplying and growing. Hallelujah. Disciples are full of faith. Now, I tell you what, you see two or three people healed in the church and everybody gets faithful. Woo-hoo, glory. It's all right. Human. Man. But here's the wonderful thing about it. And this is what they do to me sometimes when they have the pastor appreciation or the homecoming. And I love them. Praise God, I do. And I love to eat. And they'll say, "Here, Pastor, eat some more. Here, Pastor, I made this special cake for you. Eat some more." And I'll be like, "Huh? What?" I've learned what I do on the first go-round. I do little bitty portions. So when they come around, I say, "Here, try some of this." I'm like, "Okay, put it on there, baby." I can see the disciples. Ooh, glory to God. Them same old doubters, them same old ones, say, "Ooh, what is this among so many? It'll never feed everybody," but it keeps growing. And they fed everybody, and they fed the whole multitude. And Brother Keith, you know what they did? "Here, have some more. I got to be here. Come on, eat some more." Glory to God. Two fish and five loaves. It's feeding the whole multitude. And you know what the multitude said? "I'm full. I'm full. Praise God. I'm full. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up." Something else that I noticed that I really had never noticed before. And I had to revert back to my education. Haven't used it in years. I remember sitting in algebra class saying, "What a waste of time. We could be playing basketball." I reverted back. Memory serves me correctly. 2 + 5 = 7. 7. 7, God's holy number. Not only is it usually acquainted with God's holy number. But it means something else. It's a holy number that often represents completion or divine fulfillment. Remember when Jesus said he knew what he was going to do? He knew there were 7 pieces of meal right there. He knew there was 2 fishes and 5 loaves. Isn't it amazing? I can see the young boy when he's about to leave home. And he's going to take his little knapsack. And he said, "Mom, I don't need but 1 fish and 2 loaves of bread." What does Mama say? "No, baby. You might get hungry on the way. You go ahead." You think that was coincidence? You think that was just circumstance? No. God said, "Take 2 fishes and 5 loaves." Man. That means completion. So after everybody had eaten, "I can't eat no more. I know. I'm full. From 2 fish and 5 loaves, you're full. You don't understand." Kept multiplying. Not only is 2 + 5 = 7 a holy number that represents completion or divine fulfillment, reference tells me it's mentioned over 700 times in the Bible. God knew what he was doing. Is there a lesson here? I think there is. Would you agree with me, church, that there is a multitude that needs to be fed today? Would you also agree with me that sometimes the spirit of the disciples get upon us and say, "What are we? We're just a small church. What are we among so many? What can we do?" I would declare to you that no matter the size of the church or the population of the church, you won't be able to do anything unless you're blessed and broken. Church, if we'll be blessed and broken, and I think we done got the blessed part right, can you look to your neighbor and say, "I am blessed"? Can you say it? No matter what you're going through, no matter what the bank account says, no matter what issues I have at home, I am blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man. Church, can we also say, "I'm willing to be broken. I'm willing for my will to be broken, Lord, so that your will can be done." I'll tell you what the disciples did. It may seem simple, but it's also very profound. Brother Jim, I believe they fed 1 person at a time. Sometimes we don't save the whole world. We don't feed the whole multitude. How do you feed the whole multitude? 1 person at a time. And make sure that person's full. Just remember the family. I know you want them all. All filled. And you want them all here on the front. 1, 2, 3, 4 benches, right? Is that how many you got? 5 benches, okay. I like your faith. We'll do if it's 6 benches. Amen. Beat them 1 at a time. Glory to God. Get this one in. And you know what you do? When you get that one in, he's going to help you feed the next. Hallelujah. Woo. And when you get that one fed, you're going to have 3, 4. What? Glory. This thing's growing. Hallelujah. Woo, it's about to set fire. My Lord, it's amazing what God can do when he pours out his blessings. And then those who are blessed say, "Lord, break my will. And let it be your will. Let me be a mouthpiece. Let me be a hand to lift someone up. Let me be someone to spread your gospel." Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to be broken in order to rest. What can 2 fish and 5 loaves do? It can feed a multitude. What can a little bitty church here in Villarica do? It can feed a multitude. We'll look beyond what little we have, thinking about what. God's bigger than you and I could ever imagine. He's blessings, his mercy, his grace is more overwhelming than you. I could ever comprehend this. The great leaders in the Bible were first broken before God could really use them. Abraham, the friend of God, God called on him to take his only begotten son, his only son, take him up there and offer him back. You know, we read over that so quickly, but can you imagine the heartbreak? We have heartbreak sometimes, don't we? We say, God, what are you doing? Haven't I served you? Aren't I a friend of yours? You want me to sacrifice? What? What? No, he was willing. Abraham was blessed, but he also had to be broken. And God kept his promise to Abraham. He became the father of a great and mighty nation. Jacob, you couldn't wait on me, could you? Tried to get ahead of me. Tried to take the situation into your own hands. Now, no, we ain't got no Jacobs in the church. Spiritually, I'm not talking about your given name. I'm talking about the spiritual characteristics of these. Jacob and his mother said, we can't wait for that blessing. We've got to get it right now. And then he was a fugitive from his brother and had to leave his home. But you know what? God welcomed him back. Thank God that sometimes when we're broken, we become very repentive. Amen. Oh, me. When God breaks my will, I become very dependent and repentive to God. So, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't want to get ahead of you. God, I'm sorry. I don't want to put anything between you and me. God, you're first and foremost in my life, and I always want it to be that way. But in spite of all the blessings, sometimes we do need that second part. And I wonder if Jesus hadn't broke that fish himself and hadn't broke those loaves himself, if he'd have just blessed it. See, there's a two-part there. And I think that's a lesson for the church of today. And I hope that I've been able to convey it to you like God showed it to me. Because we do need to be broken. Joseph, why did he have to go to a pit? Yeah, but look what God put him on, from a pit to a palace. God, why am I in the pit? Because I'm preparing a palace for you. And I got to keep you still till it's ready. Just a practical thing. See that. Daniel, pray three times a day. It didn't matter when he was told not to. Cast into a den of lions. I'm just doing what you wanted me to do, and you throw me in the lions. No, no. Got to understand there's a purpose. Got to understand, church, what you're going through right now, there's a purpose to it. But if you remain blessed and broken, you're going to be able to feed a multitude. Amen. David, another one. Jonah, and even Saul, who later became Paul in the New Testament, was broken. Amen. More so than, oh, God just beat him. God will beat your will down sometimes if you're not willing. Amen. But you know what? He got Paul's attention. Paul was so instrumental in so many books and epistles of the New Testament. Why? Because he knew that when he gave it to the Lord can take it and break it and distribute it. Who's distributing it? The disciples were. That's very important to understand and know. We are disciples of Christ. If God has fed you, if God has blessed you, if God has even broken your will, then he expects us to feed the others. One bite at a time, one person at a time, and you'll be amazed how the body of Christ will grow. Church, I pray that that will be the focus, amen, and the mission of First Pentecostal Church is to get souls born again. Get them to come into the family of God. Hallelujah. How many is thankful that somebody fed you the Word? How many is thankful that somebody led you to Jesus? I ask you again, what can two fish and five loaves do? It can feed a multitude when you give it to Jesus. Would you stand? Every head, every eye closed, every saint of God pray. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to us that we are just mere pawns in your hand. That without you, that we're nothing, but with you, all things are possible. Father, we're just human. We're just flesh and bone. Sometimes, Lord, our faith is dim. Sometimes, Lord, our expectation is not what it once was. But in your benevolent love and your amazing grace and your forgiveness and righteousness, you look beyond our faults and you love us and bless us anyway. Father, I pray right now, God, that you would bless this church. And Father, we may not understand it, but I pray that you would break this church's will and substitute your will in this church, in this pastor, in this ministry. God, that we may recognize and understand our mission is to win souls to you. And Father, we know, God, in your hands, it will, in fact, feed a multitude. Father, we ask you to bless everyone here today. God, if there's any needs right now, Lord, we know this altar is open. God, we know your hand is outstretched. And I pray right now, God, if there's a need in this house, in this building, they come forward right now. We'll pray, whether it be for salvation, whether it be for healing, or whether it be just to open a door, whatever the need may be. We know that you are able to do all things. In fact, nothing is impossible with you. As we prepare to dismiss, is there one that would come this morning? While every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you have a need that you want this pastor to pray for, just lift your hand. God bless those hands. God sees those hands. And I see those hands, and I will be praying as well. God bless you. We love you. Be blessed. Be safe. Amen. And be fruitful for God.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a powerful, timely message. You know, I say timeliness is something that I give God all the glory for because he knows what we need to hear, when we need to hear it, and how we need to hear it. We love you, church. Love each and every one of you. This altar is open. I want you to know that it's not us, but it's Jesus, and that's what we pray to. We place it all under his mighty hands. We just give it to God. Like I said, if anyone needs prayer, please come on up. If not, I want to invite you back for service tonight. I want to just invite you for, during this busy season, I ask you to be in much prayer for all the ministries, all the activities going forward. Don't forget the announcements. But also, most of all, don't forget the mission that God has placed on each and every one of us, that his word is his love. As we step to the side and let God do the work, praise God, but use us as the vessels. Righty. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we just love you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the message that came forth this morning. Lord, we thank you for the man of God that brought forth your message. Dear Lord, as we stand here, dear Lord, and received your word, Lord, may it continue to sink into us, dear Lord. May it guide us and direct us, dear Lord. May it change our direction, path, Lord, if we're going in the wrong way. And, dear Lord, we know that we need you every step of the way. Dear Lord, I ask you to bless each and everyone's here, each and everyone online that's heard this message or here with us right now in this prayer. Lord, we thank you for the healings that we've prayed for. We thank you for the touch and protection. Lord, again, we give you all the honor and all the glory. Dear Lord, we just want to lift you up. We want to praise you. We are thankful, dear Lord, to you. And again, dear Lord, in the most precious name and above, the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And we all say, amen, amen. See y'all back in service this evening. Praise God. Have a wonderful afternoon.